Yeah, I think a lot of guys are looking forward to getting out there and playing against a good team and get to see somebody different and get to play a little bit more and obviously see some of their starters probably for a little bit longer. And we practiced against this team last year, so we got a good test against them last year. It's another good test, and so it's a good team to play against because you get some good work against some really good players along with some different schemes. So looking forward to getting out there.
Since you didn't get to work last week, do you want to kind of have more of an extended run than what you would normally do in a week two?
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, I think you always want to be out there and you want to play as long as you possibly can. I mean, whenever they take you out, that's what they do. But, you're trying to get ready to play a four-quarter game and get ready for a regular season game. So that's kind of your mental approach. And I don't know how long we'll stay in there, but, obviously you want to be in there and you want to try to convert some third downs and be nice to have finish some drives with some touchdowns and get a mix of the runs and the passes. And if we can, face any situation, some of the situations we work out here in practice, I think that'd be ideal to get some red zone work, to get some goal line short yardage. And, you never know how the game's going to go, but it'd be nice to get some of those situations.
Peyton, from center to left, you have three guys in front of you who haven't taken an NFL snap.
Right.
What's your confidence level today, based on it was maybe at the beginning of the
game? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect me. I mean, those guys have worked hard. Obviously, they're gonna gain experience, throughout the course of the season. They'll continue to improve throughout the season. They've improved just during this training camp, with the guys they've been working against every day in practice. And so, it's a hard-working bunch. That's all you can ask, of the guy playing next to you. Is he working as hard as he possibly can to be the best player he can be? That's what I try to be as a teammate, and that's what you want your guys around you to do. So everybody in that huddle's worked hard this camp. We've made improvements. I think we'll continue to improve, and this will be a good, good test for us on Saturday.
He was talking yesterday about it was hard. He was behind when he came back here after missing all that, but he feels pretty confident.
Yeah.
Have you seen the growth?
Yeah, I thought he's had a really good week, and he and I talked, and there's being in shape and there's being in football shape, and I know he continued to work out during his time away, but unless you're out here practicing and doing drills and going through the course of a practice between running routes and doing 7-on-7 and doing team drills, it's hard to be in football shape, and so it's taking him some time, but he's really kind of turned it on this past week. He's caught a lot of balls and finishing after the catch, and so to me he looks like DT, and looking forward to getting out there with him on Saturday night.
With working with Matt Paradis, specifically, how much did you guys grow just in the last couple of weeks of getting those snaps together?
Yeah, I mean obviously you just get a lot of reps, and there's nothing quite like game reps, and so to go against somebody different on Saturday and handle a little crowd noise and handle some of the different defenses. So I really, like I said, I appreciate all those guys, how hard they've worked. And, trying to learn, trying to get better every day. We're all learning. We're all trying to get better. So, in many ways, we're all in the same boat.
Emmanuel said the other day that he and DT have said they love to zip on your ball this camp. They throw well. But Emmanuel said without the glove, he thought you were throwing even harder. Is that something you're experimenting with, or is that just a receiver?
I feel like he's just trying to get more catches or something. Yeah, I feel like he's going through you to try to butter me up, maybe. So,
is it working?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know. For 4 years, it seems like, when there's not a whole lot to talk about, we always kind of go to the glove. It's kind of the go-to move. Usually Cliss brings it up. It's kind of his go-to, but, Troy, your turn. I've mentioned it before. I have due to my injury, my hand has some issues, and, so I've been forced to wear a glove, and certainly in certain elements, have to wear a glove, and I practice with it in the spring, and I haven't worn it as much, during training camp. So I don't really have a real set plan one way or the other. I feel pretty comfortable with both. I think that's the main idea. So, but obviously, for 14 years, I never wore a glove in any type of elements, rain or cold, and due to my injury. Due to the the nerves, I've been kind of forced to wear it, and that's just been that whole reasoning for it. So, Mike asked me if my nerves are regenerating. There's no real, I don't really know the answer to that. There's no real. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
is
I should know
stronger?
That. So, what's
is
that?
Your grip stronger?
I don't know. You know, I haven't really measured it by any means. So,
you get a can of peanut butter or something?
Yeah, I should. Yeah, exactly. Pickle jar or something. Can you unscrew it? Yeah, sure.
You guys, time for two more, please.
Peyton, it's preseason, so you don't know how much you'll play or J.J. Watt will play, but played against some of the greats ever. Yeah. Where is he at this point?
Boy, he's one of the most active, defensive defensive players, really, that I've played against. You can't just label him just as a defensive lineman. You put him in that defensive player category that, kind of like a Junior Seau or a Bruce Smith. Kind of in my early years, you always kind of knew where those guys were, and you always wanted to be sure, that your running back kind of knew where they were. Don't be afraid to, maybe give a little help to that, guard or tackle before you get out onto your route. I think he deserves, that type of attention, and they do a good job moving him around. They play him at tackle, they put him out there at end, and he's just active, and it's a great test, for our guys up front on Saturday. But yeah, I don't think he's a guy that you want to, hold the ball for a real long time against.
The Tony Dungy mentioned that you thought that New England might have bugged your locker room. Did you think that was a possibility? And I guess you're glad the game's here this year.
Well, yeah, I think there's kind of a rule when you're still playing. I think kind of what goes on in the locker room kind of stays in the locker room. When you stop playing, you write a book and you get on commentary. Everything kind of seems to be told. But I'm still playing, so I don't really talk about what goes on in the locker room. So, and I won't write a book, by the way. So you won't find out what goes on in the locker room even after I stop playing. So that's kind of those are kind of some of the. The things that sort of stay in house.
Would you believe a Tony Dungy book?
Would
you believe a Tony Dungy book?
Would I believe the book? What does that mean?
You trust what he's writing in the book is true.
Did he say this in a book?
No, he said it in the damn pen.
Yeah. So, you want to rephrase it, or you want to?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Do you believe? No.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.